Susanna had no wish to know what the dangling things were. The cry came again, a sound like sobbing and screaming mingled together. Above them, dim and muffled now, came the whoop and gasp of the wind. Roland turned to his left and threaded his way down a zigzag aisle with crates stacked head-high on either side. Susanna followed, keeping a good distance between them, looking constantly back over her shoulder. She was also alert for the sound of Oi raising the alarm from above. She saw one stack of crates that was labeled Texas Instruments and another stack with Ho Fat Chinese Fortune Cookie Company stenciled on the side. She was not surprised to see the joke name of their long-abandoned taxi. She was far beyond surprise. Ahead of her, Roland stopped. "Tears of my mother," he said in a low voice. She had heard him use this phrase once before, when they had come upon a deer that had fallen into a ravine and lay there with both back legs and one front one broken, starving and looking up at them sightlessly, for the flies had eaten the unfortunate animal's living eyes out of their sockets. She stayed where she was until he gestured for her to join him, and then moved quickly up to his right side, boosting herself along on the palms of her hands. In the stone-walled far corner of Dandolo's cellar, the southeast corner, if she had her directions right, there was a makeshift prison cell. Its door was made of crisscrossing steel bars. Nearby was the welding rig Dandolo must have used to construct it, but long ago, judging from the thick layer of dust on the acetylene tank. Hanging from an S-shaped hook, pounded into the stone wall, just out of the prisoner's reach, left close by to mock him, Susanna had no doubt, was a large and old-fashioned, dat-a-chum, dat-a-chi, silver key.